Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10-8 Zen Quotes. To Calm Your Mind, Mindfulness Reminders for Inner Peace by Daki Shimada presents a compact, contemplative collection aimed at easing mental noise and returning readers to the essentials of awareness. Built around short Zen-style reminders, the book is designed for quick openings throughout the day rather than long, linear reading sessions. Its focus is less on theory and more on gentle redirection, noticing breath, loosening the grip of rumination, and meeting ordinary moments with a steadier mind. The number 188 carries spiritual resonance in many Buddhist traditions, reinforcing the sense of a complete cycle of reflections. Whether used as a morning reset, a midday pause, or an evening wind down, these brief entries function like mental cues for simplicity and presence. Readers looking for accessible mindfulness support can treat the book as a portable anchor, returning again and again to phrases that encourage calm, perspective, and compassionate attention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using brief Zen reminders as a daily mindfulness practice. A central strength of a quote-based Zen book is how easily it fits into modern life. Instead of requiring long meditation sessions, the short reminders can be read in seconds and still shift attention from autopilot to awareness. The book encourages a rhythm of micro-practices open to any page. Read a line, pause, and let the mind settle before returning to work or family responsibilities. This format supports consistency because the barrier to entry is low. Over time, repeated exposure to simple principles trains the reader to recognize mental agitation earlier and respond more skillfully. In practical terms, a reader can pair a quote with a small action, such as taking 3 slow breaths, relaxing the shoulders, or naming what is happening internally without judgment. The reminders point toward bringing attention into ordinary activities like walking, eating, and listening. By returning frequently to these short prompts, readers build the habit of checking in with the present moment and reducing unnecessary inner friction. Secondly, calming the mind by observing thoughts rather than fighting them, Zen-influenced mindfulness often emphasizes a change in relationship to thought. Instead of trying to stop thinking, the practice is to notice thoughts as events that arise and pass. A collection of calming quotes can reinforce this stance repeatedly, helping readers remember that thoughts are not always facts and do not always require action. When stress spikes, many people respond by arguing with their own mind or trying to force calm, which can backfire. The reminders in a book like this typically steer the reader toward gentle observation, patience, and letting go. Applied carefully, this approach supports emotional regulation. When you can see a worry as a worry rather than a prophecy, the body can soften and the mind can widen. Readers can use a quote as a cue to label what is present, for example, worry, planning, regret, or self-criticism, then return attention to breath or sensory experience. Over time, this develops psychological distance and reduces rumination. This topic also connects to acceptance in the Zen sense. Accepting what is present does not mean approving it, but it does reduce the secondary suffering caused by resistance. The practical takeaway is a calmer inner climate built through repeated, non-reactive noticing. Thirdly, letting go of control and meeting uncertainty with steadiness. Many mindfulness reminders point toward releasing the need to manage everything mentally. Modern anxiety often comes from the illusion that constant analysis will guarantee safety or success. Zen teachings commonly counter this by emphasizing direct experience, simplicity, and trust in the unfolding moment. A curated set of 10-8 reflections can work like a steady drip of perspective, nudging readers to loosen perfectionism and the habit of over-controlling outcomes. In real life, uncertainty is unavoidable. Health, relationships, finances, and career plans all contain variables beyond personal control. The book's calm-oriented prompts can help readers identify the difference between responsible action and compulsive mental control. A useful practice is to read a reminder, then ask 2 questions. What can I do right now, and what must I release right now? This can reduce paralysis and support clearer decision-making. Letting go also applies to personal narratives, such as rigid self-images or old regrets. Zen-style guidance often suggests returning to beginner mind, meeting each moment fresh instead of through the lens of past stories. By repeatedly encountering messages about simplicity and surrender, readers can cultivate steadiness, respond more flexibly, and feel less drained by the constant attempt to predict and manage everything. Fourthly, cultivating compassion and easing self-criticism, inner peace is not only a function of quieting thoughts, but also of softening the attitude with which we meet ourselves and others. Zen-influenced mindfulness frequently invites kindness, humility, and patience, especially when the mind is restless. A quote collection aimed at calm can serve as a counterweight to harsh self-talk by offering short, humane reminders that redirect attention to what is workable and real. Readers who struggle with perfectionism, guilt, or chronic comparison may find that a brief line of wisdom is enough to interrupt the spiral and create a more compassionate inner tone. Practically, a reader might use a quote as a prompt for a small compassion practice: place a hand on the chest, acknowledge difficulty, and choose one supportive next step. Compassion is also interpersonal. When you are less entangled in self-judgment, it becomes easier to listen, apologize, set boundaries, and forgive. This topic emphasizes that mindfulness without warmth can become rigid, while compassion without awareness can become sentimental. Together, they create resilience. By returning to gentle prompts throughout the day, the reader reinforces a kind internal voice, reducing stress hormones and improving relationships through calmer reactions and clearer communication. Lastly, creating rituals for presence morning, midday, and evening resets. Because the book is structured as short reflections, it naturally lends itself to small rituals that frame the day. A morning ritual can set intention before the mind fills with tasks: read one quote, breathe slowly, and choose a simple theme such as patience or attention. Midday resets are equally valuable, especially when work becomes reactive. A quick reading can act like a mental boundary between meetings or responsibilities, helping the reader return to a steadier baseline instead of carrying stress forward. In the evening, the same approach can support decompression. A calming reminder, paired with a brief body scan, can ease the transition into rest. The value of ritual is consistency. Rather than waiting for a crisis to practice mindfulness, the reader builds predictable moments of presence that gradually reshape default habits. This topic also highlights adaptability. The rituals can be tailored to lifestyle. A parent might read a quote while making tea, a student might use it before studying, and a professional might keep it beside a laptop. Over time, these repeated resets create a sense of inner structure, making calm more accessible and reducing the feeling that peace is something that only happens on vacations or retreats. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want simple, low-effort mindfulness support: busy professionals, students, caregivers, and anyone feeling mentally crowded by stress or overthinking. It can also work well for people who are new to meditation and prefer short prompts rather than detailed instruction, as well as for experienced practitioners who appreciate brief reminders that bring them back to basics. The practical benefit is not only relaxation in the moment, but repetition that reshapes attention. By returning frequently to short Zen-style cues, readers strengthen the habit of pausing, observing thoughts, and responding with more clarity and kindness. That can improve sleep, reduce reactivity in relationships, and make daily decisions feel less pressured. Compared to similar mindfulness books that focus heavily on theory or long exercises, this one is easy to use in short bursts, which increases the likelihood of consistency. Its value lies in immediacy. You can open it anywhere, take a single reflection, and apply it right away. For buyers looking for a compact, portable companion to support calm throughout the day, it is a practical and worthwhile addition to a mindfulness toolkit. If you would like to support Daiki Shimada, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.